Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing a home, Associated Bank is dedicated to finding the right mortgage solution for you. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're on with Doug Myers this morning from Associated Bank. It's our Thought Leader Conversation. Doug, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Glad to have you back. I want to remind people before we get into our conversation today what it is you do there at Associated Bank.
Well, I manage our wealth management group, and that consists of retirement planning, asset management, private banking, and full-service trust at Associated Bank here in Chicago.
I want to begin our conversation by talking about some recent headlines where 401ks and IRAs are concerned. You know, the CARES Act enabled people to make emergency withdrawals of up to $100,000 from their retirement plans. We're seeing some data on just how many people have done that. I think Fidelity said as many as 3% of the company's eligible 401k plan participants had taken advantage of some of this. Talk to us a little bit about those numbers and whether or not this is a good idea or not.
Well, it can be, Steve. And the CARES Act was signed by the president this spring. And as you said, it allows savers to withdraw up to $100,000 from their 401ks and waive the 10% penalty if they are under 59 and a half. And roughly 2-4% of the individuals took a COVID distribution through their 401ks through May 31st. And of this amount, 4% of these people withdrew the maximum $100,000. So 96% withdrew amounts less than $100,000, which is good. Taxes still apply to the amount withdrawn for individuals, but the individuals can spread this tax bill over 3 years, which is a major benefit to the plan. And another advantage, if they repay the withdrawn funds within the 3 years, there are no taxes at all. They can simply file an amended 1040 return and not pay those taxes or get them refunded back to them. So that's a real plus for people who are hurting and who are not getting paid right now or who may be out of work right now. And so that can certainly bridge the gap and help people pay their living expenses and their bills as we go through this.
Yeah, I mean, as we speak here, the estimate is about 30 million people are still out of work, waiting to be called back. Lots of questions about where we're going in terms of the pandemic. This is money that people desperately needed, I'm guessing, to survive.
Absolutely. And there's a double, I guess, advantage and disadvantage. Of course, the disadvantage is, you know, you've saved up and you put money in your 401k or your IRA every month, and it takes a long time to build up, let's say, $100,000. And then if they take it out, well, they have to think about, you know, taking only what they need, and they need to know what they're getting into by taking out the monies. And then they need to start thinking about how they're either going to repay the withdrawn amount or how they will pay the tax burden on that. And so thinking about their long-term future, you know, that money is not going to be in there for their 401k to retire on if they don't replenish the amount within the 3 years. And so there's certainly advantages and disadvantages to this plan, but it's a good plan, and it certainly benefits a lot of people who are hurting out there financially.
Would you suggest some other strategy? What other strategies are available to not only protect people from maybe that tax bite coming, but also to sort of protect that nest egg?
Well, I think there's not a lot you can do if you are unemployed and, you know, you're not being able to get income right now. Say if you're a restaurant worker, or you're working in a service industry that's closed down for the near future. And, you know, they just have to be very conservative and be diligent in their budgeting to make sure they stay afloat. There are different loan programs we're looking at for small businesses. We've had the PPP loans. Associated Bank here in Chicago and Wisconsin and Minnesota have funded over $1 billion in these PPP loans. We're now participating in the Main Street Loan Program for small businesses. And so there's a lot of different resources that the government is throwing out there. And you've got the unemployment as well. And I know the Senate and the Congress are now looking at another stimulus bill coming out. In fact, we're right in the middle of that. And so there's a lot of things the government is doing to throw money into the system to help people through this.
Doug, I'm hearing you say that if you do make the decision to withdraw some of your 401k funds, that take only what you need.
That's correct. Be very prudent and use your budgeting skills, and anticipate what's going to happen in the next 6 months with your needs and be very conservative about it.
For those folks who are still working and they're still paying into their 401k accounts and retirement accounts, how much of those accounts should still be stocks, considering how volatile the stock market has been?
Well, the stock market has been very volatile, but, you know, what the market hates is uncertainty. And what we saw in March was the big decline in the stock values because everybody was uncertain about what's going to happen to this virus. Well, since March, we've kind of known that it's continuing to increase a little bit, but there's good news on the vaccines that may come out the end of this year, next year. And so that has certainly stabilized the stock market. And I would say you've got to look at your horizon for retirement. You know, you're putting your monies in IRAs and 401ks to retire, let's say in your 60s. And if you're 10 years out, obviously, you want to be a little more aggressive and you can handle the volatility in the stock market. If you're within, let's say, 10 years from retirement, you might want to start edging back a little bit on the equity portion and go into a little more conservative posture. It might be some cash equivalents. It could be some high yield bonds and it could be some bond funds. And that will stabilize your volatility a little bit within your, let's say, a 10-year time horizon.
With the uncertainty issue, are you among those who are worried that we might see, as we move back into the fall and winter, another big drop in stocks if the pandemic worsens?
Well, that's certainly a concern, but I would say the government, with the stimulus that they are continuing to put into the economy and the amount of liquidity and help that they're offering individuals, I think that mitigates the risk a little bit of the stock volatility, but that certainly could happen. But I would say if you've got a well-balanced fund, if you're diversified, as we've talked about many times, I think you should be fine through the short term.
Doug, how much is this dissuading younger people specifically from beginning their retirement funding? They're concerned about whether or not they're going to keep their job or whether or not they're looking for one. Should young people be staying out of the retirement game for now, or should they be thinking about this even though we're in the middle of this crisis?
Well, I think they should be very cognizant of the fact that at some point they're going to have to retire and they're going to have to take care of themselves. And it's interesting because a lot of young people are so far off from that they don't think about this. But your 401k doubles for most Americans between the ages of 35 to 54. And if you don't build up a good amount by the time you're 35, it's not going to be able to double and make traction and be able to help you when you are in that retirement age. So I think you have to be very diligent in your 20s and your 30s when you're starting a job. And if you put away 10%, put away 8%, you get a raise, give yourself the raise and be sure you continue to increase your contributions, I think you're going to be fine by the time you retire.
Yeah, so even if you're in your 20s or 30s, if you're putting away, let's say, even just $100 a month, that could be six figures by the time you retire.
Absolutely. And $100 a month when you're in your 20s can be, like you said, a six-figure payout by the time you are in your 60s.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the notion, and I'm sure you've heard this a lot when you deal with clients, about how they fall into that, well, I deserve something. Instead of putting money in the retirement account, they buy themselves a boat or a new car or something that they feel like they deserve. How big of a trap is that?
Well, it is a trap. And as I said earlier, you know, you've got to figure out how to get your money doubled in that critical age range of 35 to 54. And as I said, if you get a raise, give yourself a raise first by putting that extra money into the 401k and then spend the rest of it on whatever you'd like. But I think you just have to be diligent and very disciplined in putting away money every month for your retirement.
I like how one person put this in a story I found. Maybe somebody from Vanguard said, you need to be living for the day instead of living in the day.
Exactly. That's a very good saying.
Yeah.
And then one last thing I want to say is, how should you invest if you are retired? And conservative posture that we talk about sometimes is being able to withdraw about 3 to 4% annually out of your retirement funds and put a few years of this, maybe 3 to 4 years, into a safe cash equivalent fund, and then for the next 5 or 8 years worth of needed income, put it into a high quality bond or bond fund, and then the remainder, say 10 years out, monies that you're going to need, put that into equities in the stock portfolio that's going to go up and down and be a little more volatile. But if you have the time horizon, as I said earlier, of 10 years, you can certainly take care of the volatility over the next several years in your retirement years.
Doug, how can people continue this conversation with you one-on-one if they want?
Thank you, Steve. If you can call me directly at 312-544-4600, we'd love to have a conversation about investments and financial planning and retirement goals.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you, Steve. Take care.